This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, obviously, breaking news is Bernie Sanders has dropped out of the presidential race. Apparently, Biden is just so far ahead that he has decided to leave the race, which we kind of expected probably wouldn't be much of one now with everything going on with coronavirus. I don't know, though, if much of Bernie Sanders' platform, though, has disappeared or left. I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of the socialized sort of recommendations he had, like with health care. I think rather than Medicare for all, we're going to start seeing Medicaid for all based on what's going on. College tuition. Students are wanting their tuition money back. You know, they're looking more towards online. So free college might be a reality if people start to say, to heck with this, I'm not going to spend $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year. I'll just do online school. So there's a chance that Bernie Sanders' legacy may live on. For those of you who supported Bernie Sanders, again, I'm sorry, you know, that, you know, he lost. Again, I don't want to say he lost, but, you know, that, you know, he couldn't be your president. You know, I might not have agreed with 99% of the stuff he said, but, you know, I do give the guy credit for with everything he's been through and done, you know, to kind of get out there and you know, make a fight for what he believes in, and that's kind of the American way, and we are Americans first, no matter how much we disagree with each other's politics. So Bernie Sanders out of the race. Looks like it's going to be Trump and Biden. Not sure what the election's going to look like. You know, usually in a time of calamity, you know, you're not going to rock the boat, and you're going to want, you know, to go with the president that, you know, you think is going to be able to, you know, get us out of, you know, financial ruin and, you know, lead the charge. And so if you guys think Biden's going to do that, great. If you guys think Trump's going to do that, great. But I got bigger fish to fry right now than elections. I got Passover coming up, and as you guys know, I don't handle Passover very, very well. Passover is the day, is the holiday where we eat for 8 days and I can't eat bread or things with yeast. And something like that is not very easy for me when I like cake and carbs and cookies and brownies and more cookies and, you know, cereal with cookie crumbs on it and cookie crumb cereal and frosting on the cookies with the little cookie bits and cake and brownie with chocolate chip cookie and ice cream with chocolate chip cookie dough and just dough and cookies and dough and yeast and eats. That's breakfast, by the way. So, you know, we talk about the 10 plagues, the story of Passover. And let me just really quickly, before I think my rabbi is going to listen to the show or my mom, because they don't like it when I misquote, you know, the Bible. But, you know, basically, all right, you know, the Jews, well, they were Hebrews or Israelites at the time, were living in Egypt. Remember there was a famine and Joseph, okay, remember Joseph was of the 12 tribes and Joseph was one of Jacob's kids, right? You had Jacob and Esau, they had a bunch of kids. You had Joseph. Joseph had a big coat. Joseph goes to Egypt and the king or the Pharaoh likes him because he could tell dreams and he's like a real cool dude. So a bunch of Jews came there because, well, you know, if Joseph's a hero, then, you know, we'll all be liked, you know, and a lot of people just never really liked the Jews back then either, or the Hebrews. But they liked Joseph, so the Jews were kind of doing well in Egypt. Eventually, though, something happened and they became enslaved. So while the Hebrews were being enslaved, they had to build pyramids and do all sorts of stuff. Well, it was not really easy living. And so God appoints Moses to go and help, you know, the Hebrews leave. And Moses goes and tries to negotiate with Pharaoh. Now, Ramses II, not a real negotiating dude. All right, you know, he was kind of like, you know, do as I say, not as I do, or so shall it be written, so shall it be done. And he was very, very sexy, as Yul Brynner portrayed him. And every time Moses said, look, you know, can you let my people go? He was like, nah. So there were plagues. And with these plagues, they were from the Lord. And God sent these things down to kind of, you know, negotiate back, okay, in a threatening form, okay, you know, we're going to, you know, screw up your stuff. So the water turned to blood, then came frogs, then came lice and fleas and gnats, then came flies, then came, this sounds like my college dorm room, then came pestilence, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and then the final one, because, you know, Pharaoh was like, well, and he's like, nah, well, nah, you know, could never really make up his mind. So finally, God's like, okay, you know what, we're going to kill all your firstborn. And the Hebrews are like, well, what's going to happen to us? It's like, well, what you have to do is, yeah, that's exactly, this is exactly how it went down in history. They're like, what? Wait, what? That's exactly how they talked back then. Look, I'm Jewish, so where do you think I got it from? So they said, take your lamb blood and put it over your doorpost, which is why we have mezuzahs, not that they look the same. So when the angel of death comes to kill all the firstborn, they'll know your house is Jewish. Now, you would think they would know that the house is Jewish, right? Because they can hear mother-in-law lay on a guilt trip or something. But for some reason, the angel of death needed a little bit more, you know, descriptors out there. So they put the blood and, you know, angel death passed over. And we are going to talk about in the next segment, there is, like, they believe a scientific basis for these, you know, because for those of us in science, you know, we love religion, but, you know, we have to scientificize everything. They believe that there is, like, a scientific chronology with it. But after the cutting of the firstborn, Pharaoh said, just get the hell out of here. And then everybody got to flee. When they got to flee, they didn't have time to cook their bread or bake their cakes or make their cookies, you know, because they like to pack cookies. You know, Jews love their cookies. And so the bread didn't rise. When the bread didn't rise, it was flat. That's why we eat matzah and we get constipated for 8+ days. So now we have a real live plague. We got this coronavirus. Okay, you thought water turning to blood or frogs being all over the place or somebody killing your firstborn was bad. Oh my gosh. We are right now living in a plague. And so, you know, if I had to really be biblical about it, I know my rabbi's probably going, oh, please, for the love of the Lord, don't be biblical. I could be biblical. Okay, I get a little Theo sometimes, you know. I just think that every now and then, you know, we have this reminder, whether it's from God or whether it's from nature, that there's a higher power. And, you know, it's man thinks, God lays. Man works, God laughs. We might think we got all the tools, and we got all the vaccines, and we got all the medication, but nature still is a more powerful force. And so I think that's why our coronavirus is an 11th plague. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
I'm walking in the rain.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Many of you listen to our show when we're not live and you have questions and calls. So let's go to our answer lines now. 1-877-362-3254.
Hi, Dr. Dolly. This is Bobby calling from Las Vegas. And I was wondering, I was listening to your radio show there on the 101.5, the top radio.
Good.
And my buddy and I, Rick here is sitting, and we were wondering, is the toilet paper issue related to anal bleeding? Both of our secondary areas there, if you could say, are bleeding quite profusely. And is this something that can be helped by some kind of medication? Thank you.
Okay, boy, well, you brought up two issues here, rectal bleeding and then the toilet paper issue. I'm assuming you're meaning the toilet paper issue where we were talking about how people were hoarding toilet paper, and I was trying to buy toilet paper online and wasn't able to, you know, purchase anything from America for a certain period of time. Not sure about that. Any sort of rectal bleed, however, does need to get evaluated because there are different causes for it. There could be tearing in the area. There could be a fissure, which is kind of like a cracking. There could be hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids can cause bleeding. Sometimes bleeding could be from, you know, you having a parasite that you might have picked up in food. And so when you eat something that might have a bacteria or a parasite, it could cause bloody stools. And so with that, that would have to be obviously treated. And then, you know, we are always concerned about something higher up in the colon that could be a source of bleeding, like a polyp that is, you know, trying to turn cancerous. Not to scare you at all, but that's kind of the big list of things we look at whenever somebody has blood in their stool or any sort of bleeding. So the area has to be examined. Depending on what they find, if it's a hemorrhoid, yeah, there's medications. There's suppositories you could use. If it's an infection within the colon, then they give you an antibiotic or an antiparasite, depending on, you know, what bug they find in the cultures. And if they think it's a mass that's bleeding, they would have to then remove the mass. But that, the very good question, 1-877-DOC-DALI, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. With the toilet paper issue, the hoarding is still there. And the hoarding, unfortunately, is going to continue. I think Deborah Burks had suggested that we avoid going to the grocery store the next couple weeks because we are going to be going into peak season. And understandably so. The problem is if somebody thinks that they're not going to be able to go to the grocery store for 2 weeks, they panic that they're not going to have enough food or toilet paper. And so, again, I, you know, try to online find stuff, and in the stores, people are starting to panic and buy stuff up. And it's just this knee-jerk response to the panic and the, you know, hysteria out there. And I wish, you know, we could calm everything down and slowly, you know, rework what, you know, what needs to be done. And we do, by the way, have a pathway of what needs to be done to get us back to work. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, we do need to kind of roll things back, dial things down and say, look, guys, okay, you know, we're going to approach this methodically. We're going to isolate those who are sick. Those who aren't sick, let's test them. If they're not sick or they have some immunity, we'll let them go back out there as long as they're not shedding the virus. You know, we have tests that allow us to determine if you could be, like, you know, shedding, let's say, hepatitis versus just having been exposed or having immunity. I mean, we might not have those tests yet, but there is the scientific capability of doing that. Unfortunately, we can't do it for all viruses, like herpes. You know, with the herpes test, you know, we could see that, you know, you've been exposed. Do we have a test where we check to see if you're actively shedding the virus or giving it off? Shedding, S-H-E-D-D-I-N-G. Okay, I know it sounds different on air, but it's shedding with a D. You know, we usually just assume that somebody could be just shedding that virus. So, you know, until we have the proper testing for coronavirus and knowing who's can shed it, who's not, right now we're in this lockdown mode. And I know it's frustrating people. I'm very frustrated by it too. You know, having businesses closed and, you know, your employees on unemployment and, you know, money not coming in and, you know, not being able to help all the people that need help and all these patients I'm taking care of online can't get in with their doctor because their doctor's office is closed. Doctor's office is shuttered also. You know, everybody's so afraid of getting this virus. And it's a deadly virus, no doubt. It's a deadly virus. But the fear that everybody has. That's why I bring up that I think coronavirus is the 11th plague. So I want to quickly bring up, just because we got Passover coming, and I want to wish everybody a good Easter. You know, this is a really, really trying time for a lot of us where we can't be with our families during, you know, this holy time of year, and we're going to try to virtually, you know, connect. I mean, like with my mom, you know, we're going to have her you know, on Skype during our Seder. What's nice is if she gets on my nerves, I could accidentally, you know, hit the disconnect button and pretend it was a power outage. So I have to admit, I'm kind of looking forward to this whole virtual thing because then, you know, because usually when my mom lays on a guilt trip, you're stuck for hours, you know, because she's at the house. But now, you know, oops, cable out. We didn't pay our bill because of coronavirus. But when you look at the 10 plagues that Moses and God unleashed on Pharaoh Ramses II, there's a scientific pattern. Scholars have kind of been debating whether there's a historical basis for this. And we will get your calls and questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But I want to bring this up first. So the first plague was blood, where the water of the Nile turned into blood. And you couldn't drink it. Now, losing a water source, I mean, for Egypt, that scared the heck out of them. But there might be a scientific explanation. Rather than it being blood, it might be red clay that might have washed into the river and tributaries, and this red clay might have looked red. Red tide, many of us have seen. It's an algae bloom of Oscillatoria rubescens. I have pictures of this if you go to my website or go to my Facebook page or Twitter. And they think maybe the algae turned the blood red. Now, if there was a toxic bloom, I would probably go with that more than the clay theory because toxic bloom gives off toxins. That could kill fish. And then that would lead us to the next plague, the frogs. So apparently, in biblical times, frogs swarmed the towns and homes. So why? Where did the frogs come from? Well, if the water in the marshes are unlivable because of all the algae bloom and they're red or blood or whatever, frogs had to find other waterways, so they had to move into town. Now, we don't know why there was the quantity of frogs. You know, people said there were frogs everywhere. But, you know, how many of us, when we see a spider at the house, I'll tell my husband, oh my God, we have spiders everywhere. And he's like, how many did you see? I'm like, one. So, maybe that's what happened. You know, everybody thought that because they saw a frog or two, the whole place was infested. Well, then the next plague was lice, gnats, and fleas. So, frogs eat insects. Frogs keep the populations in control. They hang out by marshes and rivers. If you don't have good water conditions, the frogs aren't by the marshes, right? So the frogs aren't eating the insects. Frogs are probably dying off because they're not getting water. And so now the insects go unchecked. Then you add flies. Flies comprise the fourth plague. Scientists think because you have lack of competing insects and you don't have frogs around to eat them, and don't some of, like, the fish jump out of the water to eat a fly? I don't know. But anyway, flies came because the flies would eat on the dead frogs. Now, frogs are dying. Other livestock would die. So death of livestock was the next plague. You would think the Pharaoh would have given up by now, but he didn't. So the fifth plague was the death of Egyptian livestock. So insects carry disease. Swarms of them could have caused the livestock to be diseased. They're not getting water. So livestock died. Then the next plague was boils. So Egyptians became infected with boils on their skin. Boils like, you know, MRSA, big pimples, things like that. Well, insects carry disease. They have lack of clean water, maybe not good food. You might be more susceptible to pathogens, and so there could be epidemics. One theory suggested that this might have been a smallpox outbreak. And why? Because researchers found smallpox scars on recovered mummies and postulated that maybe 3,000 years ago, there could have been a smallpox epidemic. Then came hail. Now, hail scared the hell out of people because they said there was hail and fire raining from the sky. Well, fire and hail could have been a nearby volcano. So they said 3,500 years ago, the Santorini volcano north of Crete in the Aegean Sea erupted. So I don't know if you saw Dante's Peak, but there was fire and ash and all that. And then with that, locusts are leaving. Locusts with the next plague. There's a volcano nearby. They're heading south. So locusts, or maybe north, so locusts then fled. And now you got all this ash in the sky, you got locusts, it's dark. So the ninth plague was darkness. Light gone, temperature drops, crops won't grow. Maybe it was a plume of smoke, and then the death of the firstborn. So some think that maybe it's because they were outside more, so they might have gotten bit or hurt, or maybe they were the first to eat grain because they were the firstborn, and there might have been a fungus in the grain. So anyway, that's the scientific basis for some of the plagues. They believe. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States now nearing 400,000 with nearly 13,000 deaths. Yesterday, a particularly deadly day in the nation as more than 1,800 people died of COVID-19-related problems, a record for the number of deaths from the virus in one country in a single day. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin promising the federal government will not run out of money for small business loans that have become greatly needed because of the pandemic. Mnuchin saying this morning,
"We want to assure everybody, if you don't get a loan this week, you'll get a loan next week or the following week. The money will be there."
Mnuchin there speaking by phone on CNBC. Passover begins this evening for Jews around the world, but the pandemic is forcing many to make changes. Many are having virtual Seder dinners online. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So just really quick update. 1,468,000 total coronavirus cases, 85,000 deaths worldwide. In the United States, we have 406,000 cases with 13,000 deaths. We are still, unfortunately, in the lead. Most of our caseload, again, were people who you know, we're not serious. But unfortunately, we still have over 13,000 deaths. New York with over 142,000 cases, 5,400 deaths. New Jersey coming in next with 44,000 cases. Then comes Michigan, California, Louisiana. I live in Nevada. So Nevada's numbers are 2,200 with 71 deaths. That jumped from, I believe, 56 or 58 yesterday. So Dr. Fauci had basically encouraged us to kind of get rid of the whole handshaking gesture. And he basically says, as a society, just forget about shaking hands. We don't need to shake hands. We've got to break that custom. Now, I like history. I like the origins. And it's interesting because somebody on Facebook also wrote about this. The history of the handshake is like way back in, like, oh man, I don't know which is, I think it's BC. I just don't know which year BC. No, 9th century BC. Okay. Hey, there's a lot of years BC. So, all right, 9th, okay. So, 9th century BC. And they believe that maybe where handshakes came from is when you would meet somebody in the olden days, they thought you would have a weapon. So you shaking their hand showed you're weapon free. And if it was with your dominant hand, you know, then people knew, okay, you're a good guy. I mean, I don't know if you notice animals do that too. Animals will at first kind of, you know, like arch their back and they're like, you know, who are you? Whatever. And then once they realize, okay, we're good, then they'll meet each other and they'll do trade or have sex or whatever the cats do. I don't really want to know if let's say like Caligula at my house. I don't even know what the cats are doing. I don't even want to know. We have one boy cat and apparently the female cats like her, except the old. We got an old female cat and she doesn't let anybody touch her. I'm not sure what's going on with her. She might be a nun actually because I've seen her pray. So with handshakes, you know, it used to be a, you know, hi, I'm unarmed. Well, now many of us have CCW, so I think that's kind of moot. But nowadays, it's supposed to be a sign of courtesy, of a, you know, a greeting. It's kind of a sign of, you know, this is how society meets each other. And, you know, in medical school, these medical students, I mean, they get graded off if they don't do a handshake. I mean, there was debate in one of the universities on whether a handshake has to be double-handed or single-handed. And I mean, I never understood that there was so much to a handshake. In my family, we didn't really handshake a lot. We didn't really touch a lot. I came from, you know, I mean, my father was Israeli. My mom was from Cleveland. You really didn't touch a lot. I mean, now I hug, but I'm not a big, and I tell you why I've never liked handshaking. I tell you why. I am very right dominant. I do everything with my right hand. I can't do anything with my left. I can't brush my hair. You see, my hair is like this because of my left hand. I can't do anything with my left hand. And so the last thing I want to do is extend my only weapon, extend my only part of my body that I really, really trust, because the ovaries are gone, and I don't want to give it to somebody. I really kind of keep my hand in. I mean, I talk like this all the time. My hands are all over the place or whatever. But I really don't like to handshake. I don't. I'd rather hug. I really protect my hand. I you know, so as far as I'm concerned, I would love to give her the handshake. But, you know, there's some deeper things going on here, okay? We are being told that because of the stupid virus, and boy, is this virus a real stupid piece of son of a whatever, that's killing people, and, you know, we can't, you know, make a vaccine that easily for it, and we're still, you know, trying to figure out medications, and it seems to be with people even after they improve. You know, Dr. Fauci's like, you know what, let's just stop the handshake. What he's signifying with that is we're going to have to move to be a less touchy society. And that's why I'm posing the question to you guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. What would you say we swap that out with? How should we greet people and keep it clean? I would love to see, yeah, no flashing. I'd love to just kind of see, how do you think we should be greeting people? My problem with the whole thing is, I went to medical school, you know, and I majored in bio in undergrad, and so I have a real big appreciation for bugs. Bacteria, parasites, viruses, paramecium. The reason why we have the health that we have is because of bugs. We need bugs. We need them. There's good bugs and there's bad bugs. We don't need bad bugs, but we need bugs. We need to not be in a bubble. You know, I see this with kids all the time. Parents will avoid daycare because they don't want their kid getting sick in daycare. So the kids will be home until kindergarten. Then the kid goes to kindergarten and then gets sick the first week. And the parents are like, you see, I never wanted, you know, my kid to be around the other kids. But if the kid was in preschool, by the time they, you know, they're kindergarten, they're like, okay, MRSA, strep, I mean, God willing. So we build up an immunity. We build up a resistance. I am very, very fearful of this bubble that we're forcing ourselves to live in even now. Trust me, I don't want to be anywhere near COVID. None of us do. But you can't just be around the same germs, because then the second you meet a new germ, you might not be ready for it. So we need a fine line, a fine balance between not getting sick by a deadly, you know, disease, and gaining some immunity, gaining some strength. I mean, our bodies are brilliant. Our bodies are the most fantastically designed machines. You know, my son's in engineering. And, you know, and I was like, you know, I always thought you wanted medicine. You really always liked medicine. And he's like, you know, Mom, the body is the most fantastically engineered. You know, he might go into bioengineering. Right now he's mechanical engineering. But it really is designed where we are supposed to try to live, try to evolve. And so part of that is, unfortunately, like a forest getting a fire. You know, you see a beautiful forest and then there's a fire. And I would be like, oh no, why would that happen? What the hell's going on? And they say, well, that's part of nature. There has to be, I guess, fires. And I still don't understand that. But same thing, unfortunately, with people. All right. In order for the human race, and I wish we didn't have coronavirus. But when people ask, why would something like that exist? Why wouldn't our immune systems fight off this? Because I think this is a nature, this is a test of nature. Some of us are supposed to live. Some of us are not supposed to. And those of us who live are supposed to have an immunity that would then be passed to our future generations. And so, you know, I agree with Dr. Fauci that I think, you know, the handshake is, you know, obsolete. I don't like to do handshakes at all, really. I'm not really big in that. I'd rather touch somebody on the shoulder, or I'd rather give them a hug, or I'd rather just, you know, be a smart aleck and smile at them. But, and if they're really cute, bat my eyes. But honestly, I'm not into handshaking. But if we, from here on out, become bubble families, where nobody gets to interact with others and nobody gets exposed to other people's germs, I think that might eventually put us even at higher risk for disease and for death. So we need to get this figured out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What do you think we should do? I mean, this is your world, guys. This is your society. This is your economy. This is your virus. All right? We are the, you know, coronials or whatever they call us now. I know people think it's going to be the baby boom. No, we are now technically the coronials because we are going to be doing things differently. Do we have to live in a bubble? You know, I mean, was this so bad that temporarily we just have to, for the next few years, avoid all infectious disease till we could regain strength and study it? Or, you know, do we need to just hit it head on? Do we need to fight this like a, when there's a battle, you know, and people are coming at you with knives, do we run so we don't get stabbed? Or do we, for the greater good, go and fight, even putting our lives at risk? We are technically at war, but we're at war with a stupid little virus right now. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Beijing has released a COVID-19 timeline. Now, I haven't read their 37-page report. I just saw this. All I remember was I was seeing patients in December and January and, you know, and, you know, it was kind of flu season. And we had heard December 31st, I believe it was December 31st, that China had an epidemic of a new coronavirus. Somebody ate a bat. There was a market. A lot of people were at the market. And now 70,000 people are infected. Now, I might have misinterpreted the report December 31st or January 1st, but that's what I heard. And I was doing telemedicine at the time, and people were calling in saying I got the flu. And I'm like, you know, you might want to go and get tested to see if you have the flu, because if you don't have the flu, you might have what's going on in China. And no, I don't want to go in. And, you know, I have this telemedicine, you know, app, and, you know, it's saving me money. You know, can you just treat me for flu? And, you know, we don't want anybody dying of the flu, so we would treat them. And I'm thinking to myself, how many of these cases are really flu? But all we had was the data we had. And so, you know, we assumed that China was telling the truth, that somebody ate a bat. A bunch of people got sick at a market because they touched a lot of animals. And 70,000 people ended up having it. And then the numbers went up. China eventually said that their numbers maxed so far at 81,800 cases, with a total of 3,333 deaths, two new deaths in the last few hours. So 3,333 deaths, and those were their numbers. Whereas the U.S., five times the number of cases, 406,000, 13,000 deaths, so four times the number of deaths. Spain has about 146,000 cases, 14,000 deaths. Italy, 139,000 cases, 17,000 deaths. So Italy is surpassing all of us in terms of deaths. Germany, 109,000 cases, 2,000 deaths. France, 109,000 cases, 10,000 deaths. If, again, we break down USA. We talked about how we have totally 406,000 cases that were active, 13,800 cases of people who died. We are not given the numbers recently of people in critical condition. Hold on a second. I want to look up how many people are currently in critical condition. Here we go. We have 9,220 cases in critical condition. The remaining of the, you know, 400,000 some cases, we are assuming are hopefully mild, except for those who had died. Now, China released this timeline. It's a 37-page document, which are the main facts and measures China has taken to contain the epidemic. And the reason why they're releasing this is because they have already kind of, they have already, you know, claimed success in being able to stave it off. Now, if those numbers are true, than they have been. Then China is seeing the slowest amount of spread. This makes us scratch our heads because Japan is prepping themselves for going into a peak. So but if China did lock down borders and, you know, who knows? People do wonder what happened to the whistleblowers. Eight Wuhan medical workers sounded the alarm on the virus at the end of December. Most notably was Li Wenling. Apparently, I think Dr. Wenling, on a social media group chat where he talks to medical students, and I talk to medical students all the time, he said, look, guys, you know, be prepared. This looks different. And so he educated these students and other colleagues on what he sees. Fortunately, he was arrested. He later gets coronavirus himself, and dies February 7th. The 34-year-old had posted messages to social media chatting group used by local medics warning them of SARS at a Wuhan seafood market. This alert came 3 weeks before Wuhan went into lockdown. See, stories like that really bother me, where somebody does good and then bad things happen to them. I hate that. Because, you know, I want to think that good things happen. If you're a good person, good things happen to you. If you're a bad person, bad things happen to you. So be good. And here he was. He saved probably thousands of lives, letting people know, alerting other doctors. He gets in trouble with the police. He eventually dies after contracting it, quote, unquote. So a statement from Wuhan police on January 1 condemned him and the others for spreading inauthentic information without proof. Officers said their acts had brought bad impact on society and they would be dealt with by the law. Those events were not mentioned in the Xinhua timeline. But the report did reference Dr. Li in a listing under March 19th. said an inspection team of the National Supervisory Commission released the report of an investigation into issues related to Dr. Li Wenling, an ophthalmologist at the Central Hospital of Wuhan. So he is now being named a martyr. And apparently he was mourned on the National Day of Mourning. We still don't know exactly what happened. Actually, Dr. Li is not the most famous whistleblower. He was tipped off by a colleague, ER doc Ai Fen. Ai Fen, again, because Li was an ophthalmologist. Ai Fen was the ER doc, so you'd think the ER doc would see it first. Then, this Huanan seafood market. Since the beginning of the outbreak, researchers and authorities linked the virus, according to Daily Mail, to this Huanan seafood wholesale market. Very, very popular wet market. It did not appear in the timeline, though. One of the earliest connections between COVID-19 and Huanan could be traced to a statement from the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission. They claim that 27 cases had been identified in the market as of December 31. Others suggest that the very first patient had no connection with the market. Now, the market was closed on January 1 in relation to the pneumonia epidemic. They had called it pneumonia at the time. And then the CDC showed that the virus had been passed on to humans by wild animals sold as food at the market. But the timeline did not refer to the Huanan market or its connection to the pandemic. So, you know, I'm going to read through these, you know, the actual timeline, but what basically the moral of this is we're not getting the full story. Gag order, a high-profile investigative report has accused Chinese officials of ordering labs to stop testing and destroy all samples of the coronavirus at the very early stages of the outbreak. And then the Hubei Health Commission slapped the gag order on some gene sequencing companies, which had identified a new strain of SARS as early as December 27th. So, that date was more than a week before the first patient, a 61-year-old man, died of the virus. So now it makes you wonder if it was, you know, a lab accident. There was one report that there was some blood in the lab that sprayed onto people that might have had the coronavirus, and that might have been where this all started. So we just don't have any of that, you know, information. China's President Xi first learned of the outbreak, I guess, they say, on January 7th. That doesn't make any sense. And then they said, oh, he, you know, first mentioned it February 15th. So what I'm saying here with all this is here we are trying to figure out how we are going to approach our, you know, our next phase of coronavirus. And people are saying, well, we need to do what China did. I'm like, no. You have no idea if what's going on, you know, what happened in China is exactly what happened. You know, China has had a slow of the cases now for a good while, probably about 3 weeks, which is fantastic. I just don't know if we can believe it. You know, I would rather probably follow what's going on in Italy, what's going on in Spain. Spain and Italy have had a huge jump. You know, Germany, not as many deaths, but they've also had a huge jump. You know, people are saying, well, let's look at, you know, temperature and let's, you know, it's so hard to say. Iran is like seventh on the list. By the way, I think a bunch of people tried to drink some hard liquor, some real high potent liquor in Iran and died trying to fight coronavirus. Don't do any of these social media cures, okay? Be very, very careful. Very careful with some of the things that are touted online as a coronavirus cure. I mean, look at what happened to those people that thought they were going to get chloroquine from the fish tank cleaner. One's dead and the other one was in critical condition. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is
antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.